This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update presented in podcast form from here in Phoenix on our state and region. Hi, I'm Phil Latzman, and we appreciate you being here. This is a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. It's been a busy week already. Let's get to today's news. Well, Phoenix leaders will meet behind closed doors today to discuss the Department of Justice findings into the city's police department. As Christina Estes reports, when the council meets in executive session, the public is not allowed to attend or listen based on state law.
It's an opportunity for members to share their opinions and ask questions about the city's options and potential costs. This month, the DOJ released a 126-page document detailing its nearly three-year investigation. It found a pattern or practice that violates the Constitution and civil rights, including discriminatory policing and excessive force. Earlier this year, the city launched a campaign saying current and future reforms are addressing the issues. The DOJ acknowledged some changes but said the police cannot police themselves. If they can't reach an agreement, the DOJ can take Phoenix to court to mandate reform. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona now has the go-ahead to immediately take $115 million in funds from an opioid settlement to balance the state budget. Late yesterday, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge John Hanna dissolved the temporary restraining order obtained by Attorney General Chris Mays, who had tried to bar Governor Katie Hobbs and the state legislature from diverting the funds. In his ruling, the judge acknowledged Mays' concerns but said it wasn't clear the AG had such power. The man who fatally shot University of Arizona professor Thomas Meixner in his campus office back in 2022 was sentenced to life in prison on Monday. As Paulo Rodriguez reports from Tucson, the sentence for former grad student Murad Dervish comes with no possibility for parole.
Meixner's family, including his sons, Sean and Brendan, sisters Anne, Joan, and Margaret, as well as his widow, Kathleen, gave impact statements to Judge Howard Fell, all asking for life without parole. In May, a jury unanimously found Dervish guilty of six felony charges, including first-degree murder. After the family gave their statements, Dervish called for a new trial, saying his attorneys did not do a good job representing him. He also said that the jury was exposed to media coverage that could have swayed their decision. In the end, Dervish said he did every single thing that he could think of to do to not have this happen.
That's Paulo Rodriguez reporting from Tucson. On Monday was the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court removing federal abortion protection. Appearing in Phoenix, Vice President Kamala Harris underscored the role that abortion will play at the ballot in November. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez was listening in.
Harris told a crowd of hundreds at a campaign rally that access to IVF and contraception are at risk because of Donald Trump. And she attacked the former president for appointing Supreme Court justices who overturned a constitutional right to abortion, a right that had been in place for 50 years.
Donald Trump says he is proudly responsible for what he's done. Proudly responsible? That our daughter has fewer rights than my mother-in-law? Proudly responsible? Doctors can be imprisoned?
Harris says re-electing President Joe Biden will lead to protections for abortion access. If passed by Congress, Biden has vowed to sign a bill codifying Roe v. Wade. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Maricopa County reported on Monday that a temporary worker allegedly stole an item from the election center. According to election officials, the unidentified item went missing during inventory last week and has since been recovered, but it caused the county to reprogram and retest all of their election equipment. The issue is referred to law enforcement. The county sheriff's office identified the suspect as Walter Ringfield. A spokesperson for the county says the cost of reprogrammed security fobs and the tabulation machines adds up to an estimate of $19,000, and that's on the low end. Well, Republican candidates for Maricopa County Recorder have a fundamental disagreement over the results of the county's last two general elections. From the politics team, Wayne Chutsky reports the disagreement was on full display at a debate that took place on Monday night.
The law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and includes an exception for medical emergencies, but it does not define what constitutes a medical emergency. Four Democratic lawmakers asked Mays to clear up that confusion and provide clarity for medical providers who fear prosecution if they violate the law. To craft that opinion, Mays says her office spoke with doctors, nurses, and leadership at major Arizona hospital systems.
And we've asked them for their medical opinion about this. We've asked them for what they are, the kinds of decisions that they're making on a nightly basis about how close to death they need to allow a woman to get before they think they can be prosecuted.
Mays also reiterated her commitment not to prosecute any woman or medical provider under Arizona laws banning abortion. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Last week, the Supreme Court overturned a ban on bump stocks, accessories that allow guns to fire more rapidly near the rate of machine guns. The court's decision claims the Trump administration overstepped its authority by banning the devices after they were used in a 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas. And as Kirsten Dorman reports, the decision has inspired rare across-the-aisle cooperation on gun restrictions in Congress.
Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly says he's introducing new legislation to reban the devices and is lining up bipartisan support for it in response to the court's recent decision.
These things take work. You know, we've got a gun lobby puts a lot of resources behind defeating legislation like this.
Kelly says the court's decision is flawed.
Bump stocks have no use, with the exception of what you saw in Las Vegas at the shooting at the country music festival, where over 800 people were injured in a matter of just minutes.
As far as the legislation he plans to introduce, Kelly says that already existing restrictions on fully automatic weapons provide the bill plenty of legal cover. Kirsten Dorman, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
On the second anniversary of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Arizona Democrats were making abortion access the center point of their campaigns up and down the ballot. State Democratic Party Chairwoman Yolanda Bejarano appeared with Attorney General Chris Mays and state lawmakers to highlight Democratic wins on the issue this year. That includes the repeal of Arizona's territorial-era near-total abortion ban.
It was Democrats who, for 22 days, held Republicans accountable for the 1864 decision, and who fought tirelessly until we reached a repeal.
Bejarano also urged voters to back Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego in Arizona's U.S. Senate race over Republican Kerry Lake, who has expressed support for the territorial era ban. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take up the question of whether states can ban gender-affirming care for minors. The question is being brought up in a Tennessee law, but as Greg Haney reports, that could have impacts here in Arizona as well.
A state law passed in 2022 bans irreversible gender reassignment surgery for those under 18. Similar language is used in the Tennessee law that is being challenged by the Biden administration, which says it violates constitutional equal protection rights. The Tennessee law does ban hormone and other non-surgical treatments, but Arizona's law never blocked access to such care. Most GOP-led states in the U.S. have adopted similar laws. Major medical groups, such as the American Academy of Pediatrics, have opposed such bans. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
High temperatures drive up the demand for power as home and business owners try to maintain their cool. As part of its effort to meet those demands, Salt River Project is unveiling two new battery storage systems, one in the east and one in the west valley. Keller Brown has more.
The Sierra Estrella Energy Storage System in Avondale sits on 9 acres and stores enough energy to power more than 56,000 homes for a four-hour period and is already online. Superstition Energy Storage Facility in Gilbert will come online later this week and can serve more than 20,000 homes for the same four-hour period. Grant Smedley is the Director of Resource Planning for SRP and says the batteries will be used when needed most.
And so the way we'll, most of the time we'll use these batteries is we'll charge them when power demand is lower, so that would be kind of late night, maybe early morning time frame, and then we'll discharge them to help meet that growing peak demand.
When both batteries are up and running, nearly 1,300 megawatts of battery and pumped hydro storage will help serve SRP customers. Keller Brown, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Diamondbacks had the Monday off, traveling home from the East Coast. They begin a homestand tonight with the first of three against the Minnesota Twins. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Tuesday, June 25th. I'm Phil Latsman. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we're back at you to do this again tomorrow.